Hello.
Hi, Perry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Honey with Local Splash. We were actually chatting.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So I just wanted to confirm you have gone ahead and created the Facebook business page already, right?
Yes, I created it, but somehow it linked to my personal one.
Yes, that is actually correct, because the business page is always linked to the personal account that was actually used to create it. So nobody can create the page without the personal account being attached to it. So that actually makes you the primary owner or the owner of the page. So that's why we highly suggest to have clients create the business page instead of us, so that if ever, let's say you cancel in the future, you will have the full ownership of the page because that is yours.
Okay, gotcha. So log into my personal one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. So if you continue on the steps, you notice that it will actually ask you to log into your personal account. Yes, kindly log in, and then it will then ask you to choose which page you are granting as access. Now, please note, even if you're logging into your personal account, don't worry, we won't have access to your personal account. You're only giving us access to the page.
Okay. I just did it as you were talking.
Thank you so much. I actually heard the notification, so we will actually know if you have successfully done it. So let me see. Let me just confirm. Yes. Thank you so much. I see PC, paving, and construction. Thank you so much, Perry. That was very quick. So we finally have now access to your or admin access to your page. So we will go ahead and start the optimization of your first is the business page, because what we will do is that we will make sure that whatever information we have here on the back end matches with the page. That's part of the optimization. And then let me just check here what are the pending items to your account. Let's see. Oh, so you just actually did the client interview. And then, oh, you also have Google verified campaigns. So let me just check here. I'll just check in the notes very quick.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't have a Google verified campaign yet. So that means you are actually going to be completing the application form. Let me see if you have sent that already. Okay. Do you see the email where it says Google verified campaign begins?
Let's see. Yes, I got it right here.
Perfect. Yes. Could you kindly open that one, please?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this will be your Google verified campaign application form. Now you may need to go ahead and fill out the information. Are you able to fill it out right now while I have you on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. Now let me know if you have any questions on the application, okay, so I can help you out.
Okay.
I'll just be right here. Thank you.
Certificate of insurance. Hold on, let me see.
Now, for example, please note, if in case you don't have the certificates yet available right now to attach, it's totally fine. We can go ahead and follow up with that one.
Okay, I think I can get one.
That's more perfect.
Okay, so in the state of Texas, there's no business license for the work I do? Yeah, there's no license for it.
No problem. You can actually just leave it like, just put in NA or not applicable.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's asking for a business registration. Since there's no license, there's no business registration, correct?
Sometimes there are businesses that have business registration depending on state, but if it's not required on your state, it's totally fine. You can just leave it an NA as well.
Okay. It's telling me to upload a file. So just leave it open, don't even upload anything?
Let me see. Let me just open it very quick. Yeah, just leave it as NA. If it says, I think you can go ahead and still proceed without it. Just make sure to fill it out with NA. Yeah, so it will, the system will actually read it that there's no registration required for this service.
Okay, and it says, what is the business's monthly budget for the GG program?
Okay, for that one, I will have to be, let me check here the notes. This is the one that you have discussed with the closer. So let me check here. Let me just quickly check on the notes. Okay, for some reason, I cannot see that here on the notes, but let me just read further, okay? Sorry. Maybe he put it in some on another note product.
Why are they wanting to eat the broom?
I don't know.
They flooded my whole room. They just want to eat the broom.
No, for some reason I cannot see it here. Let me just message the closer on this one. So it was actually Chris. Okay, let me just message him. Because I think that needs to be filled out right away. So let me see here.
This one says, please list the cities that the business services. So do I need to put the cities and the zip codes and the state that it's in, or just the name of the cities?
Yes. If we could do just the name of the cities, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go. Oh, they've been doing that constantly.
He's gonna die.
I know he's gonna eat him. He's gonna die. I told James to keep an eye on it.
Well, there's nothing we could do. Even if we put it up high, they crawl. They just crawled up to taller than me. This is not normal.
And they don't like coffee. I don't think you want to buy. I is a stress figure as you can't keep one soda in the room. It's not twice your soda. This is ridiculous. You just say, and you'll say this is nice. Remember that.
Guys, there's only a little bit upstairs. There's an ant in the green Xbox controller inside, but there's like 10 of them. They're fighting homes. They're making ant hives in there. You don't make babies in my controller. Like, they're inside, they crawl inside, like, where you charge it, and they're, like, deep in the middle. I'll be playing games and all with my hands up to set up.
For that area, I'm so sorry, is it, can we go ahead and proceed without filling out that information?
On the, you're talking about the budget?
Yes, on the budget.
Yeah, sure.
Does it allow you?
Yeah, it allows me, I guess.
Oh,
we'll find out at
okay.
the end.
Yes, yes. If we could go ahead and proceed. Anyway, I did message Chris already, so I'm just waiting for his response. If in case we can go ahead and proceed, I'll just go ahead and circle back on it. And do you recall during conversation how much budget were did you like agree or the monthly budget that you were willing to put up for your Google Verified campaign?
I don't even know. They're charging me $2.95 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's actually for your monthly bill. To be exact, that's $2.99. That's for your SEO, Facebook ads, your website.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. It was, I think it was $2.49 or something like that. I can't remember too much.
I see. Okay, no problem. Anyway, I'll go ahead and check in with I'll just get his confirmation. I think he accidentally lost it in the notes, so I can't see it. But anyways, he will go ahead and provide it later. I can go
you guys
ahead
will
and
be
write...
able to you guys will be able to go in there and put it in there or I gotta go back in there.
Yes, if it actually allows you to go ahead and let's skip for that one, let's go ahead and skip and then proceed with the application and submit it. I'll be the one or I'll have our Google Verified team come back and then fill out the that information on your behalf.
Okay, perfect. It's asking me field workers information. What does that mean? Like my employees?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Now, please note, if you are going to be sharing your workers' information, we will need to get their social security number, their email, their phone number, and then that also means that Google will actually do the background check with them. It could be you or them. So we suggest if, for example, because some workers don't really like sharing their information. So if
yeah.
you want the background check to only, like, be done to you, I just put your information there, and for workers, just put zero.
Okay, I didn't put anything. I hit I hit commit without anything in there.
Okay.
Was that okay?
Yes. If you could kindly put zero on it, I'm not sure if it automatically puts into one, but it has to be zero.
Well, it went through when I hit submit with putting nothing on there. It went through.
Ah, okay. That is perfect. So let me just go ahead and check if the application is received. Let me just review it here. Yes. Thank you so much. I see that the application is already received by the team. So we will start working on your Google Verified campaign profile. Now, we will continue to, because there are different steps in creating the profile. So if ever there will be like pending items or we need further information for you, especially the background check, because we will be doing that, we will go ahead and contact you to inform you that we need to do the background check. That should be in the following days, but let me see, tomorrow's Friday, most probably it will be by next week. So please expect a call from us, to do the background check or assist you with the background check. All right?
That'll work.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Perry, for being on top of this. Do you have, like, any further questions for me or clarification on the next step that we will do for your account?
No, that is it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much again for your cooperation. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.